Welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have episode 142 of the Cinemania World Show. This show, we talk all things movies and television news. Before we get started, I am joined by some co-hosts from the Cinemania World team. First, we have from Cinemania Live, we have Hannah. Hannah, hello. How are you?
Hey. I was good until a bomb hit Rejected Hannah Nation this morning.
The thing is that it's not really a bomb, but to Hannah, it's like a damn nuke for some reason.
No, literally. This is my Oppenheimer.
But we'll talk about it. We're also joined from the Cinemania World team. We have, and the Cinemommy show, we have Josie. Josie, hello.
Hi.
I feel like this is a Cinemommy show with just me kind of in the middle.
It's how you guys doing?
What's going on, friends?
Dwaynetta.
Yeah, exactly.
Not one air. That is crazy.
The honorary Cinemummy.
How are you doing, Josie? How's everything? Same old?
Good. I'm excited to talk about one particular thing that I'm sure Hannah is excited about. But very good. Excited for tomorrow for Quinn dropping an Andrew Scott. An Andrew Scott original, and also Bridgerton season 3 comes out.
Yeah, y'all have been blowing up this damn chat for that Bridgerton.
Let's go.
Sorry. We're just girls. Christ.
Holy smokes. Anyway.
I'm just a girl.
So I'm looking at the message forum here where you can send messages and stuff on our email. It's my damn cat. I don't know what the hell she's doing. And so one of the messages is like, have you guys ever been to Cannes? Because I forgot that that's happening this week. Mm. Where the hell is Cannes anyway?
It's not like Canada? Isn't it like
France or something?
What?
which one's in France?
I know, but like, okay, so in my mind, Cannes is like a French festival, but it takes place in Canada.
Is it?
So right?
It takes place.
Didn't you go to that?
Yes.
Didn't you go one year? Who the fuck is that shit? Everyone keeps posting about it.
I went in 2021.
It's in France, ain't it?
Yeah, it's in the south of France.
Oh, okay.
Near the border of France and Italy.
Listen, okay, Dwayne, before you even try and like whack me, I'm not insane. No, I'm not insane. They speak French in Canada. Stop.
Why? Because it's called Cannes. You think it's in Canada?
No, Toronto. I was thinking that it was in Canada because the other big film festival takes place in Canada.
Yeah, that TIFF.
TIFF, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're none of us are in France. How the fuck are you even get? Like, who is going to? I don't know, man. I just don't get it.
You said, how do you even get to fucking France?
No, honestly, when I went, I managed to raise funds to be able to go, and that's why I haven't gone again, because I can't afford it.
That just seems nuts. I mean, God bless everybody there. It seemed like a ball, you know? Apparently today they premiered, what was it, Furiosa?
I'm seeing that on Monday. Yes, but it also screened, like, here in New York as well, so.
Furiosa? Yeah, what the fuck's going on with New York? Y'all got Furiosa all early? Yeah.
Unfortunately, I couldn't go today because I was at work, but I'm going to see it on the 20th.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, today we're going to get into some news from the week. It's actually been a really crazy week. Apparently, there's like a bunch of... Josie, what are you doing? Apparently, there's like a bunch of upfronts and stuff happening. So a lot of the studios are dropping some like new content this week, which is nice. And we got some new trailers to discuss. So let's get right into it. I feel like let's start with something that everyone's like super into, which I guess is like, so it's weird. Hannah and I was on a live show. We were talking about when will they show the first look of The Last of Us season 2, and today, out of nowhere,
I was trying to think if today is like outbreak day. No, like
what's to? I think today was there was Warner Brothers is like upfront. Is I think that's why, and that's what they show. I think it's because I think that's why we got is Wicked.
Is it like Warner one Brothers? Of their like calls?
Wicked is like Universal.
Okay, so that, I don't know. I have no idea. Baffled. Yeah, but out of nowhere they just said, "Hey, first look, Last of Us. Here's two photos,"
And well, this is the thing, is it's the tweet was like The Last of Us 2 in production now, and I'm like, it's been in production.
Right. And Hannah predicted that they're not gonna show Abby ever until like whenever. Maybe the show starts and that's when they'll show Abby.
Could it be that since pictures were leaking of the set and the film?
Maybe that's why. Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, maybe.
But
they also did it for season one too.
That first photo of them too, looking at the plane, right?
It was like far into production when they posted that.
Right.
And they were The Last was now in production.
So today they dropped just some stills, just two stills today.
He finished filming a while ago. That's why he's filming Celine Song's movie here, right?
He finished early. Anyway.
I just remember, I think Canna, you were the one that tweeted, because someone was like, Pedro Pascal is like done with this season or something like that. Something like that. And then people were like, what does this mean?
Oh, God.
And what they showed today was a photo of what looked like, if you know the scene from the game, it looks like the dance, the big dance from the video from part two. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, it actually looks like this shot for shot. I like the blow up that happens between Ellie and Joel. I think
you can see a little bit of Ellie's shoulder in the frame.
Right. So, I mean, he's definitely plays sad dad really well. Because that's pretty much what Joel is in part two. It's just a sad dad because Ellie won't talk to him and stuff. So I mean, he plays the part really well.
I guess brief small spoilers for part two. Okay. I don't know. Because you're saying that they had the fallout, and I don't know. People are weird.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I wasn't. No, it was just you said like.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring something up. I was like, here.
No, I was just trying to preface like maybe a little bit spoilers for part two.
Okay, yeah, they had a discussion and get sad and you know, and that's it. Yeah, so then her photo, you know, Ellie's photo, Bella Ramsey's photo was just Bella in like some winter jacket, some fluffy jacket. She has a shotgun, and initially I was like, Hannah, is this when blank, 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 blank? And
then, it was a good call, though.
So, but no, it's but then you kind of called out that it's a market that they're in, in that shot. So that's early video game stuff. So that's like early. It has to be like early in the season.
I assume that's from the pilot.
Yeah, I feel like.
This is the thing, is I think now better than ever I have like an understanding of what they're probably going to do for this season, and how it'll be structured. So with the I think the Pedro pick says more than the Ellie pick does, or the Bella pick, because that gives a lot of how far we're going to get into the game, because that takes place at the very end of the game, actually. The Last of Us 2 is structured non-linear, if you've never played it.
It's
take this with a grain of salt, because they can very much change that around however
I could see to. Craig, because I can see Craig wanting to be more linear, because there's a lot of flashbacks in part 2. And they handle it like really well. I also see him
wanting to be non-linear to keep Pedro in it more.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, to you know keep that contract as long as possible to keep him around and stuff. So
yeah, that's a really good way to keep him coming if they decide to push past season two.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty much it as far as The Last of Us. There was no really like detail of like, wait, they did say next year was when it's coming out. I want
to give a shout out to the hair department, because his hair is looking so good. And it's not me thirsting. Don't come for me. They did such a good job with his hair in that photo. So I don't know. Good. Shout out to Eva Blakey and Chris Glimsdale from the hair department of The Last of Us.
It's all slicked back and stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, no, it looks really good. It also like tells you that time has passed. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The hair is herring.
The hair is herring, and he looks so good.
I saw that tweet. Someone said that actually too.
That was me.
Oh, yeah, it was Jesse. Yeah.
The hair was herring.
Well, it was. It definitely was. But the only thing else they said is that it's coming out next year, and that's pretty much it. It didn't really say which, like a date, like an actual date or month.
Previously, they said quarter one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I would assume, I don't think it's going to be January. I think it's probably going to be March or February.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, so that was it as far as Last of Us news today. But it was a big, I was surprised to see the first look. I wasn't really expecting that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go into some other news. We also had the trailer for Wicked today. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo's new film. I think it looks good. I currently started binging some of the old Nickelodeon teen shows. So when Ariana was acting, all I could picture was Kat in that trailer.
Oh, yeah.
From Victorious. And it was like really jarring. Like, it was like an older version of Kat. And it was like super weird. But I mean, I'm really happy to see her acting again. That's really cool. When like famous musicians who's had their calling in acting kind of goes back to it for a little bit. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, because she did start as a theater kid.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm actually excited to see it for her because I'm really excited to see what she does in it. But the trailer was cool. You know, it's not a movie that I'm like overly excited for, but I am like sort of looking forward to it in a way. Josie, what'd you think about the Wicked trailer?
I was crying.
Jesus, what's going on?
Yeah, I had happy tears. I just had a single tear moment. I really love this musical. This is the musical that got me into musical theater. So I'm excited to see what happens. I wish they had gone a little bit more practical, but I guess beggars can't be choosers.
Very
I want vibe. More color. Like blast some color in our face. But other than that, everyone looks really good. I think Cynthia and Ariana have very good chemistry.
I would agree with that too.
99% confident they could pull off the musical numbers. Mm-hmm. Only thing is the trailer is very long. It basically gives you the entire movie, and I'm pretty sure the trailer ends exactly where part one is going to end.
Oh, right after so I only gravity. Watched half the trailer because I felt like it was going a little bit long.
So they give you basically all the plot of part one, but the only thing I can say to defend it is that this is a very familiar story, so maybe they just want to sell the spectacle of it for people that know the story so they can see that, hey, we're doing our best to try to adapt this and do it justice.
I thought I was the only one it is like 3.5 minutes, but even then I was like, I feel like that is kind of stretching.
She's long.
That's a little
3.5 minutes is fucking crazy.
I was watching it and it was good. I thought we were wrapping it up, and then you know the little YouTube bar, it had halfway on it.
Yep.
And I'm tapping out. So, Hannah, you watched the trailer. What did you think? You watched the whole trailer.
I did watch the whole trailer. I just want to preface: I have no attachment to Wicked whatsoever. Like none.
I'm biased.
I know a lot of people like live and die for this. So before I say my piece, I just want people to know I have no attachment to this whatsoever.
It's like I know of it. I know what it is, but I've never seen the show.
I don't even really know what it is. Like that's like how much I'm disconnected from theater.
Isn't it like a Broadway thing, Josie?
Yeah. So it's an adaptation of the book. It has been on Broadway. It's one of the longest running shows on stage right now, and I have yet to see it, and that makes me very upset. But
I bet you the tickets are nuts.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been able to see so many shows recently because I managed to get tickets that are $50 for orchestra, for example, which that is insane. I can never manage to get anything under $100 for Wicked, and I don't want to spend more than $100. I refuse to spend $100 on a ticket when I know I can get for less. But that show is just impossible. It's always selling. It's a popular show for a reason. It's frustrating, but it's great for a reason. Again, the music is really good. It has a really good story. It's obviously a prequel to the movie, but it's also not a full-on adaptation of the source material. It does take its liberties, and it's just an origin story of Elphaba as the Wicked Witch, but also showing you how they were friends and how everyone's not really what they seem.
Oh, shit. Well.
Yeah, because they hate each other, then they become friends, and then obviously tough decisions need to be made, and there's a lot of betrayal.
Ooh, a lot of betrayal. See, I thought there was a lot of color. So I'm curious to see where you're coming from as far as like more color. But I mean, I am also someone who's like more blood when there's like a lot of blood already, you know. So I get it, I guess. I think the trailer looks cool. I think it looks like a, you know, I keep getting Disney vibes, but the fact that it's not them, it feels super. It's like you said, it's Universal. It feels like Maleficent kind of.
I felt the same way you did. Yeah, I think it's because of. It feels a little gimmicky at times because it's following the hero's journey to a T. And it's definitely pulling the tropes from like the Chosen One and like, you should be afraid of me, blah, blah, blah. So there were moments that did feel a little bit overdone. But regardless, I have hope because the story is so strong that hopefully that prevails.
Mm-hmm. What I was going to say. Sorry. I hate to be this person. I really do. I didn't buy into any of the magic. Like, it didn't move me at all. And I think that's what this trailer really wanted to do, was, like, move you and get you emotionally invested with just this trailer. And I think that's why it's probably, like, 3.5 minutes long. And I just... I didn't feel anything like throughout the entire thing. I was like, okay, and the thing is that I hate saying this because I'm an Ariana Grande stan. I love her. I live and die for her. I don't think she's a very good actress just off this trailer alone.
Wait, who, Ariana?
I wasn't buying into any of her line deliveries.
I think I was just more like nostalgia bug. From like the Nickelodeon shows, you know?
That wasn't even the issue for me. I think that every line delivery that she had, I felt very like fake. I assume Glinda is supposed to be like, you know, over the top and whimsy. She was giving that, but it wasn't in a way that felt like grounded in the story at all. The thing is too, is taking me out really bad, is that she's doing this like transatlantic accent, but it's like in and out because also she starts doing a southern accent at points. And
who, Ariana?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I guess so.
I told you I heard her old little cat voice. I was like, it's a lot of things. She's let her play.
So
I also think she's trying to channel Kristen Chenoweth, that played the original Glinda on Broadway.
I think Sofia Rebo looks great, and I think that she's going to be great. I've always loved Cynthia Erivo. I don't love like John M. Chu. I love Crazy Rich Asians. Everything else he's done, I haven't cared for at all. I'm also just not a musical person, so I don't think that I'm like the audience for this at the end of the day. But yeah, why does it look like an MCU movie? Why is it color graded like an MCU movie?
I told you, it looks very Disney-fied. It really does look like a Disney, one of those, you know, end of the year.
It does.
Fantasy epic Disney. That's why I thought it was like Disney or something. But it ain't. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the problem with that trailer is that they are focusing on the magic, as you said, which really the whole point of the story is the relationships between the people.
That confused me also. So are they supposed to be like best friends and then there's a betrayal? Because it seemed like Glinda was very mean to...
Because they hate each other. They don't get along at first, but then something changes and they do become friends during their... when they go to visit Emerald City. And... I like don't want to spoil it, but basically, yeah, they don't like each other. But they grow fond of each other, and then they have to make tough decisions that lead them to become Glinda the Good Witch and Elphaba the Wicked Witch of the East.
I don't think the trailer ever, like, sells you that. I think the trailer's
telling me that almost 4 minute long trailer didn't do you justice.
No, it's very weird because they show shots of them like hugging on each other and be like, oh my god.
Sorry, I want to correct myself before anyone comes for me. Wicked Witch of the West. I'm so sorry. Not East.
They have all these shots of them being lovey-dovey and be like, oh, you're my best friend.
Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the tea. So they're... so they don't like each other because Glinda is the popular girl at school, and then she's trying to, like, make Elphaba fit in because she treats her like a project. But then they become friends. But Fiera, which is played by Jonathan Bailey, is, like... dating Glinda, but he actually falls in love for Elphaba.
I guess what I was like, what the trailer gave is literally just like random shots of them like looking all like best friendly, and then they would like, there's this moment in the trailer where Ariana Grande is like, oh, I would never wear that, I don't hate someone that much, and then she gives it to Cynthia Erivo, and you're like, okay, but you just showed me a shot of them like lovingly staring at each other like 2 seconds ago, so what's the tea?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just like...
It's a difficult friendship.
Okay, so we're going to get into this. It's like impossible to go through every single thing that went down. So I'll go through some tidbits that I wrote down for us to kind of just discuss real quick. Most of it we're going to do through questions from you, the listeners. If you want to send us a question, it's cinemania2018@outlook.com. You send us a question anytime and we'll answer it on whatever show we can. Okay, so this person here says, do you think Dune Prophecy will live up to the same hype as Dune Part 1 and 2? From watching the trailer, there's not really, and I know it's not fair, but there's not really like one shot that feels like even close to like the first and second movies, because it's not Denise, you know, it's Warner Brothers, you know, doing what they do. But I do think it's going to be good. It looks interesting. Apparently it's like, what is it, like 10,000 years before?
Yes, 10,000 years before the events of Dune, because I got curious. The series follows sisters Valya and Tula Harkonnen as they combat forces that threaten the future of humanity and establish the fabled sect known as the Bene Gesserit.
So it's about the witches, pretty much, right? Yeah. Which see, that gets me excited because I love them witches.
And the BDSM really. Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good, but I don't think it's gonna replicate the movies. But I don't think it has to. I think if it's its own thing and it's still really good, then I wouldn't be upset about it. It looks
Mark Strong, so you know something is gonna be good if it has Mark Strong.
Yeah, so I think it looks pretty good. Okay, some other tidbits. Scrolling. Thoughts on Mr. and Mrs. Smith being renewed for season 2, and are you upset about Donald Glover? Why did they put the other actress not returning? That's rude. Jesus Christ. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, did you watch that show, Josie?
I have not. It's good. But I've heard good things.
Hannah's a hater, but I think it's a good.
What? I was literally the one who championed the show the entire time it was out. What do you mean?
Oh my god.
I was the Mr. and Smith Emmy campaign manager.
I've
heard good things.
I think, yeah, it's Maya Erskine and Donald Glover. It's like they had really good chemistry, and I like where they ended the show. So having them not star is super strange, but apparently it's because one of the reasons, I guess, is that's because Donald Glover's going on tour.
He will rot.
I never heard of somebody who could like wait for that type of stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Nobody begging him for a fucking tour. I don't understand that. Like,
and he said he was done with music. I don't know what happened, but you know, I loved the first season. I really, really dug the vibe. I loved the changes from the movie. And having it be kind of anonymous and doing the high stuff. I thought that stuff was like really clever. Mm-hmm. The style of it looks good. I liked it. But so I'm not really sure about season 2 without them. So
It is. All I've seen, I didn't read the news, I just know that it was renewed without them. Is it true that they're just going to be focusing on different couples?
Yeah. So I guess like just, I don't want to say anthology, but just other couples. But I guess.
What was that? Beef.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you come up with like two really good like actors and actresses. I just thought the pairing of Maya and Donald was like so eccentric and different.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, when you come from the movie, it's like two white folks, and then you go from like that to like this cast.
Yeah.
So I'm just nervous that, you know, Hollywood's got a Hollywood, and we're gonna have like, I don't know, Sydney Sweeney and like,
right,
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, because isn't Amazon like Sony? They have like a deal. Yeah, I could totally. And Anything But You was Sony, so I could totally see them be like, oh, let's get sent. Look at how much they did for that movie. Let's have them be the new Mrs. and Mrs. Smith. I don't want that.
Put them up.
I don't want that. No disrespect to them too. They're great, but I don't need that. Okay,
they're great for rom-coms.
Okay, this person here says...
Oh, wait. Before we go into that, actually, now that you mention it, Sydney Sweeney might be getting Edgar Wright for the Barbarella movie.
Barbarella, yeah. That's dope. See,
I'm excited because Edgar's putting that pen down. Thank God.
But? Nothing. There was no but to that.
Oh, no. I was just saying. Okay. I'm excited. I'm excited because I do think Sydney Sweeney under Edgar Wright is exciting. But I'm even more excited because Edgar Wright is not writing it.
Well.
When he's not with his writing partner, put the pen down. Leave it alone.
Get a woman to write it.
Yeah. Get a woman to write it. But for Last Night in Soho, he did write it with a woman, and that movie is terrible.
You think what?
I hate that fucking movie.
Get a woman to write it without him.
I don't think it's terrible, but I get why someone wouldn't like it.
I didn't like Last Night in Soho.
It's
one of those things that I understand. I get.
Anya was great.
Anya was great. It's so. People loved it whenever I point this out on Twitter, but a woman co-wrote it. Okay, a man still directed it, and he still wrote that script with her. It is such a man's perspective. It just, it drives me up a fucking wall.
Hannah, please. Anyway. Okay. Person here says, thoughts on the Tomb Raider series getting greenlit by Amazon. Are you bummed about them not doing another movie with, what's her name?
Alicia Vikander.
Well, this spelling.
Alicia Vikander.
Okay, all right.
This is with Phoebe Waller-Bridge, is it not?
Yeah, she's writing. She's writing it, yeah. Which is cool.
She also needs to put the pen down.
Well, hey. You like Fleabag?
I love Fleabag. Everything else she's touched since then.
What else has she touched since then?
Indiana Jones. She dropped
she
out.
She wrote it.
Smith. I think she was a writer in Indiana Jones.
Oh, I did not know that.
I know
she got that Amazon deal and girl has not produced anything, but she's catching those checks.
Because she dropped out of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. I want to be her, though. Can you imagine being able to, like...
I know, right? For writing, too? Listen, but the series I'm fine with. I liked the movie. I didn't like it as much as I wanted to like it. I don't know. But the show, I hope... Everyone's saying Melissa Barrera. I think she would be a cool Tomb Raider, a different type of actress. I'm fine with that too. And any way to like stick it to you know, the old man for the Scream movies. And stuff. I'm fine with that. Yeah. So I mean, I don't mind. Okay. This person here says, your thoughts on Daredevil: Born Again now being 9 episodes long instead of 20? Wasn't it like 22 or something like that?
Anyway, also was a writer on No Time to Die.
That movie's gas, Hannah. Don't start. You even see that?
I did see it. What do you mean?
That shit's gas.
She didn't.
What you mean?
She didn't write Indiana Jones.
She just started it, right? She was just in it, right? That movie.
Yeah. I'm trying to go to her. IMDb is blocking me. I'm just trying to see her profile. not the whole damn stats of this movie.
Oh, and she was writing on Killing Eve up until the end.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she started Killing Eve, and then Miss Emerald Fennell took over, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Emerald Fennell took over. Oh, I bet you that show. Ooh.
Well, anyway. I haven't seen fans that mad over Finale since Dexter. Truly.
Yeah.
All right.
So oh, she's an If.
Oh, the new movie coming out?
She is an If, yeah.
I don't know. I'm having kind of like mixed awesome. Things about that.
It's holding like a 50 on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah, I've heard it's messy, but it made people feel things.
That's why I'm interested. I mean, I want to do a double feature on Friday. I already have my ticket for The Strangers, which I know it's going to be horrific. But I don't know if I want to see two bad movies. You feel me?
Listen, so. I keep getting invited to a screening for that violence movie from the perspective
of the killer. Nature? Yeah,
listen, I keep getting invited to the screening, but it's on Governor's Island, which is an island off the coast of South Manhattan. And I'm like, I'm not going to no island to screen this movie.
I might be getting screeners for that, so stay tight.
Oh, that sounds like a ploy.
So, okay, Daredevil Born Again, 9 episodes instead of like 39, like it's supposed to be. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
I'm glad they started over too. That production sounded like a travesty, the first production. So, yeah. I'm glad they're redoing it. And it says the footage that they showed at this upfront, what is this upfront? Anyway, the footage that they showed was like bloody action sequences. I mean, yeah, I just really wanted to be good. I didn't like Echo. I didn't like it. I don't like a lot of their street level like series that they've done so far at all. I don't think I like any of them. Yeah. Hawkeye is horrific. I mean, yeah, I don't know. So I just hope it's like good. I don't know why they didn't just bring back the writers, but you know, I get it. You want to just do your own thing. And I get the vibe that Feige likes to like outdo stuff, you know, and then like sometimes he like doesn't. So
oh my gosh, if I may say, I found a Miss Marvel Loungefly backpack yesterday at TJ Maxx for $24.
Not this.
Need.
Yeah, they had a bunch of Marvel and Disney Loungeflies and I was like, who allowed this?
Need.
Yeah. So if anyone wants I don't know. I'm sure they don't have Daredevil lounge flies, but I saw Doctor Strange one. it was 24.
What else?
Not sponsored.
Guys, can you stop asking about Jonathan Majors? God.
Why are we still talking about that?
I forgot about that man.
It's like four. I think it's the same person. Are you guys excited for Agatha All Along, and do you think that's going to remain the official title? I think so. No, yeah. I'm not. Hannah is for some reason. I am not.
I'm excited. I wasn't excited, but then they cast my son, so now I have to be excited. So
we don't.
I am excited for the cast.
I'm not. I don't know, dude. You know what I am excited about as far as a cast is Fantastic Four. That cast is beefing up. I like it.
Natasha Lyonne is going to be like Herbie, maybe?
That'll be dope. That'll be a funny Herbie. I don't know. Everybody was bringing up all these like male actors. I'm like, yeah, that'd be great if you brought in like.
Please make her Herbie.
I'm getting really excited for that movie. And I'm surprised that I am, but I'm getting really excited for Fantastic Four. Agatha All Along, Ironheart. I don't know, brother. You can go ahead and.
I will need all the Funko Pops from that Fantastic Four movie.
Same. Yes. Apparently, yes. Hawkeye is getting a season 2. It's ridiculous.
No.
It's why?
Ridiculous.
Get rid of him. Continue with Hailee Steinfeld and Florence Pugh.
Okay, this person here says, what are you guys' thoughts on these current new stream of all these streaming services combining into one, basically making cable again?
Yeah, so cable?
Brother? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Disney, Warner Brothers, Netflix, and Prime Video and stuff like that. And it's like everything's combining together. And then they're going to, I think, what was it? Disney was like, we want to do channels. So girl. Disney Channel, you got that already. Talking about. I don't know what's happening.
The whole really point dumb. Of streaming services was to get rid of cable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Now it's turning in the cable.
It's dumb.
Even more expensive than cable now, actually.
Yeah.
Question here says, why does Hannah hate Yellow Jacket? That's crazy.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. What an upfront question. There you go, Hannah. Why you hate
I don't hate it.
Well, I mean, the way you just said it sounds very much.
I don't get the hype behind it. I watched the first season. It was fine. The second season was bad. I just don't understand the way that people like hyperbolize the show, because they talk about it in a way that's like, it's the most scandalous thing on TV right now. And I'm like, it doesn't even commit to being a cannibalism show. It has trouble. It actively has trouble committing to being that, actually. It's not nasty. It's not like cutthroat. It's not like horror or any of the sort. It's literally just a show that wants to be two shows, which is like adult stuff, teenage stuff, that takes all the tension out of everything completely, because you already know what happens in the present, who's alive in the present. So when you
go past
the entire time, you're like, I fucking guess so. Okay.
Okay. So I love to like combat Hannah and like be like, ah, you're wrong. What the hell are you talking about? But I'm not going to cap. I've tried to watch Yellow Times, like Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Times.
I tried to watch that show like four times. I've tried to watch that show like about 4 to 5 times, and I can't get past episode 2. The way everybody, like Hannah said, the way everybody was talking about it, and the posters look so cool. And I saw the poster like at remember when we saw it at Comic-Con? Last year, Hannah, it was like a big poster of the little antlers, and it was so dope. And I was like, you know, I'm going to tap in. And I tapped in, and they're doing these like flash forwards, and I don't like shows like that. I really don't. I'm just not a fan of like, oh, we're all alive and this is what happened. I just, it completely takes me out of the immersion of trying to figure out who's alive and who's going to die from all this when you show me that they're all alive in the future. So I just can't get into the show at all.
The teenage stuff is exponentially more interesting.
It is, and they keep going to these adults. I'm like, I don't give a shit, man.
That's where a majority of the time is spent.
Yeah, and I can't get into it, really. And it's like, people are into... The reason why Hollywood doesn't stop, when they make, like, these scary movies, why it never centers around, like, 40 and 50-year-olds. No disrespect. Yeah. It's always around, like, young adults. Because it's more interesting to me. That's why, you know, don't yell at me. That's why, you know, when it comes to It, the people are more into the younger versions of those characters. And that's why they rock with the first ones over, like, Chapter 2 and all that stuff. So, I don't want to see them as adults with kids. Like, I want to watch, like, when they're in the woods and they're eating each other. That's more fun.
They don't even commit to that, though. Like, people who show up for that... That is such a minuscule part of the show, and even then, they don't, like, let it get nasty, or let it get evil, or let their characters be, like, bad.
Yeah.
They it's so frustrating. It's endlessly frustrating, actually. That's why I don't.
Prop up a show I've been watching?
Ooh, what you been watching? Let's go.
It's Rootin' and Tootin'. It is Outer Range. It's on Amazon Prime. It has Josh Brolin, Lewis Pullman from Top Gun, and Bad Times at the El Royale, my man.
Josie loves Lewis Pullman.
Lewis Pullman, man. Okay, anyways. it started as a thirst watch, but let me tell you, it has changed my life. It has rearranged my brain chemistry. I am a better person for it. It follows these two rivaling ranch-owning families, that one of them wants the west pasture of Josh Brolin's family. But ultimately, they discover there is this giant cosmic hole in the ground of his property, which is why the other family wants it. But essentially, time moves like water when you go in it, so people can time travel. But really, that it's not even a high sci-fi show. Like, the hole is just there. It's a lot of, like, family drama. Yeah, it's just there. It's a lot of family drama. It's a Western. It also deals with like the sheriff. She's Native American, so it also deals with her running for sheriff, and this entire town kind of like not wanting that because she's queer, she's Native American, and her character is just amazing, just her entire journey through it, because she's also trying to solve a murder. And it's just, it's so good. I'm not explaining it too well, but let me tell you, it's just vibes. Just don't think about it too much. It's great. Josh Brolin honestly gives one of his best performances, in my opinion.
You said this is on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. Season 2 comes out tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my god.
She's like, it's already on season 2?
Right?
No, people waited for years for season Jesus. 2. I think like 2 to 3 years or less. Jesus. I don't know. I just started watching season 1 again as a thirst watch, but then I was like, hold up, this is good.
She said thirst watch. And if there's anyone that does a thirst watch, it's freaking Hannah.
Well, yes. Jesus.
I mean, I started Lessons in Chemistry as a thirst watch, and I was sobbing by the end of it. It's so good. Lessons like, this man knows how to choose good projects.
It's a damn mess. What's going on over there, Josie? It's like, there's way too much shows, man. I don't even know, man. It's just way too much.
Yeah, so I recommend Outer Range if you're looking. I don't know. I listened to Cowboy Carter, and then I was like, I want to consume some cowboy fiction. And Josh Brolin had a cowboy hat, and I was like, let's go.
Beyonce is corrupting New Yorkers' minds.
I don't think we have any.
Yeah, I've never seen Jello Jackets.
Jello Jackets?
Yellow Jackets.
Nobody can say Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's not much else. Everything else is kind of like, I know if I bring up The Boys, Hannah's going to blow a gasket. So it's not much else.
I did get an email a day ago about, let's see, it is NBC schedule release for 2024-2025.
For what? The Boys?
No, it's like there's going to be a Zachary Quinto-led drama called Brilliant Minds and a comedy called St. Denis Medical. Saturday Night Live is going to celebrate their 50th anniversary with a 3-hour special next year.
There's too much going on. Who the hell is still watching? Yo, get off my laptop, little girl. What is going on?
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Listen, buttons?
I can't believe SNL has been on for 50 years.
I know, it's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You said 50 years?
50.
Brother.
Like 50 seasons. Sorry.
Brother, I am not even 30 yet. That's ridiculous. Are you guys watching any? I think we can start wrapping this up. Are you guys watching anything?
Oh my god.
Oh shit, I should never even. This was not like a lead in. I promise it wasn't. But
go ahead. Do you know what I'm gonna say?
Yes.
Interview with the Vampire. Oh my god. The best show of all time. Truly the best show of all time. I love my gay little vampires. I love my gay little thruple now. Claudia, my sweet beloved baby. Louis and Claudia, my second favorite emotional support father-daughter. failed father-daughter. Yeah, I love it so bad. Everyone should watch it. Please watch it. Please, please. It's amazing.
Aren't you guys doing like Bridgerton too? Like a review or something for Cinemommies too?
Yes, this weekend. Embargo lifts tomorrow. So for anyone looking for reactions, stay tuned. They're doing it in two parts. So the first 4 episodes come out tomorrow and the next 4 episodes come out in June. So it's going to be 8 episodes total.
I had to pick up this damn cat and put her on the floor. She's
no!
Typing buttons, moving my mic around. Okay, that's it. That's all we're doing. I guess the only thing I'm watching is Stranger Things. It's not Stranger Things. The Strangers.
Stranger Things.
Not Stranger Things. The Strangers chapter 1. I'm tired.
No, I was like, damn, Dwayne got Stranger Things early.
All right, we'll wrap
now, actually,
up.
The best way I can describe Outer Range is Stranger Things, but with adults.
Oh, that's funny.
That doesn't entice me. I don't know. Stop putting adults in stuff. You know what I mean? put like some out of luck 25-year-olds and let them go haywire.
Well, Lewis Pullman is a young bull rider trying to live up to his father's legacy.
How young are we talking? Because this guy, he sounds
probably
like,
his 20s or early 30s.
There we go. Now we talking. All right, we'll wrap this up, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us. Really appreciate it. I'll go around, get everyone's social medias. I'll start with you, Hana.
@HerdigitHana on Twitter.
All right, and Josie.
@TheJosieMarie on, I'm like all the things, on Twitter, on Threads, on Letterboxd. Right, I will never say X.
You can follow me, everyone, on X. At Cinemaniac94. You can follow the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Cinemania World. Thank you guys for joining us. As far as the schedule, there'll probably be a nightmare show for The Strangers chapter, whatever. And if I'm able to watch it by this weekend, Nightmares episode for In a Violent Nature, I hope. And that's it. Cinemommies, I guess, are talking about Bridgerton.
Well, yes!
And yeah, that's it, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Hannah and Josie. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.